Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, sports can be goofy. You spin your tires a little bit for about the first 10 minutes and then really, really play well for the next 50. How much does one line rally off the next line, once you guys started playing well last night?
Well, you just want a spark, and then you want the spark to catch on. And sometimes the spark catches on, and or it catches on for a little bit, and then it goes out, then it catches on again. And every game's different, Schultze.
Is there anything better as a coach than you've had the puck in the offensive zone so long, you get an offensive zone line change, and you keep the puck?
No, it's awesome. It's awesome. That's kind of how you draw it up, but it doesn't work that way all the time.
If only you could draw it up that way. I want to expound a little bit on Adam Flamang and his play on that empty net goal last night. We talked a little bit about it in the post game, but let's start with hybrid icing. To me, that's one of the best rule changes maybe in the last 10 years.
For sure.
I absolutely love it. It keeps the speed in that play, but takes the risk for injury out. Do you agree? Maybe the best?
Yeah, for sure. I just say it's a hustle play. I like hustle plays. And what they did is they created a hustle play, and you can use it as a tactical advantage if you want. And it's a great rule, and it keeps the game going too.
Can you coach what Adam did on that play, or does a guy just have that?
You just do it. No, you're not coaching that.
Some guys have it and some don't, though. How much do guys that maybe don't have to that level just watching Adam Flamang go and maybe now they dig a little deeper too?
Well, it just helps having experience. I believe that. I mean, as you get old, you get a little wiser, like anything. You're wiser now than you were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. We all are, and he's a senior right now. He's played a lot of hockey games. He's been in a lot of situations, so you know how to deal with those situations.
Kasper, though, has to finish that play. That nail in a coffin with an empty net goal like that, but especially after that hustle play, and that just kind of snowballed on Lake State, didn't it?
For sure. I mean, it's just tough. It's they didn't get set up, and that's what's kind of too bad. You want to get set up and get some looks and, you know, gain a little confidence on the 6-on-5, and it just didn't happen.
A month and change in, have you worked on every situation now?
No. Even the 6-on-5s and the 5-on-6s we talked about, we're probably going to work on it this week. We've just done everything, via video and, knowledge from, last year and video. And, the old whiteboard, when there's timeouts and, we go over it in our scouting reports and we what we want to do if this happens, what we're going to do if that happens. So we haven't worked on any 6-on-5 or 5-on-6, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Is that just the nature of how much time you guys have?
Yeah, for sure.
And there is quite a lot that you need to work on that you literally can't get everything done in a month?
It's hard. 6-on-5, I used to do it every Thursday, probably 10 years ago, and it's time-consuming. And it's just time-consuming. And, but I think with the advent of video and right now, it's just so much easier. There's a lot of teaching you can do on video right now. So it's hard to simulate some of these things like you want as well. And I've gotten to the point where I never was this way, but now I'm a believer, too, that there's certain things you want to go over on the rink. It's like football. Do a walkthrough. And it goes quicker. Use one line. He can get it done. It'll only last three, four, five minutes. Guys aren't bored. They're not yawning. I just think, again, times have changed is all I'm getting at. Times have changed, and we're teaching and coaching differently too.
Those situations, I'm going to oversimplify this, but that's maybe half your team is involved in 6-on-5 and 5-on-6, so why make everybody go through it?
Well, no, that's a bad reason, too, because eventually everybody's going to be, if you're a freshman, eventually you're going to be doing it. So, that's philosophically, that's why you practice it and why I used to practice it, too. You wanted everybody experienced in it. But if you want to do all that stuff, if you want to get your reps in and you want to go through it, it's 15 to 20 minutes. And all you want to go on a Thursday is, you want to go 50 minutes. That's all. So, again, I don't want to bore you with a bunch of details right there, but it's important. But I also think there's a lot of things we can do and get just as much out of it on video or a walkthrough versus taking 15 to 20 minutes. We feel we can utilize our time more productively by doing some other things.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, my first 2 years here, you were splitting Lane Sedevy and Matt Climie virtually every weekend. A lot of coaches don't ever maybe want to do that. You haven't shied away from it. It was very successful for you those 2 years. When you've got guys that are 1A and 1B, it's easy to the room to split them, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just sometimes, again, that's just the way it plays out. So everything is the way certain things play out sometimes, Schultz. Your decisions are based on what the how the players are playing, too.
If you had to guess, how many pucks are they seeing in a given practice?
I don't know. That's
is it hundreds
question.
Or 500s? Or
I you know, Schultz, I don't even know. That's a good question. You know, certain days there's going to be more. I mean, certain days there's definitely going to be more, but I don't know. That's I just would be throwing a number out that I have no clue on, you know.
Point is, you're making this decision, though, on who's going to play on a Friday and a Saturday night based on Monday through Thursday, correct?
Not really. I'm not, you know, we're not overanalyzing Monday through Thursday either. You know, it's in games. It's in games and opportunity and then how they play in games.
Obviously injuries are making this necessary, but you're sticking with a lineup for the most part from last night to tonight. How much of that is they played pretty darn well last night, so let's go with it too.
Yeah, we sit there. It's amazing. You know, we sit there in our offices and we'll talk about our personnel today for an hour, and it's amazing. And you feel for the guys who aren't in the lineup because they should be in the lineup and they could be in the lineup. And sometimes, again, it's just not the way it plays out, but you want everybody to be happy. You want everybody to be in the lineup, and sometimes you can't. And it's the toughest part about being a coach. It's hard. It's hard. I'm a softy at heart, Schultz, and I want my guys happy. I want them all playing. I want smiles on their faces. And sometimes you can't do that. And sometimes you can't really look them in the eye and explain to them why they're not playing either. So there's no good reason sometimes.
Yeah. I want to focus in on Van Uhas just because he transferred.